Your hair, Anna Hibiscus. Anna Hibiscus lives with her whole entire family in Africa. Wonderful Africa. Amazing Africa. Africa where girls have beautiful hair, short or long. The hair of an African girl is thicker and shinier and curlier than any other hair in the whole world. Everybody in Anna's family must look after their hair. They must oil it so that it shines and sparkles in the sunlight. They must comb it well, well. Anna's grandfather, father, uncles, and boy cousins have short, short hair. Oil, comb, and the palava is over. Not so for Anna Hibiscus and her girl cousins with their long, long hair. Not so for her aunties. For them, the headache has only just begun. Grandmother and grandfather say it is best to observe the traditional African ways, and the whole family agrees. Traditional African women and girls braid and weave their hair. That is how such thick and curly hair stays shiny and beautiful and neat, with no chemicals whatsoever. But Anna Hibiscus knows that braiding and weaving means hours and hours of hair pulling and head squeezing and scalp yanking. Anna Hibiscus hates her hair. It is too thick. It is too curly. Never mind that it is beautiful and shiny. Anna Hibiscus hates it. And one day, Anna Hibiscus decides she cannot stand looking after it anymore. It was one Friday evening. Anna Hibiscus was sitting on the floor while her cousin Joy loosened all her tiny, tiny braids. Anna was uncomfortable. Anna was bored. Anna was cross. Every Friday evening was the same. Pull, tug, yank. The braids that had been holding her thick hair tight and neat all week.